కరుణాలయం నమామి భగవత్పాదం శంకరం లోకశంకరం శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం సూత్రభాష్యకృతౌ వందే భగవంతౌ పునః పునః ఈశ్వరో గురురాత్మేతి మూర్తిభేద విభాగినే వ్యోమవద్వ్యాప్తదేహాయ దక్షిణామూర్తయే నమః.
వేదో నిత్యమధీయతాం తదుదితం
కర్మస్వనుష్ఠీయతాం
తేనేశస్య
విధీయతామపచితిః కామ్యే మతిస్త్యజ్యతాం
పాపౌఘః
పరిధూయతాం భవసుఖే దోషోనుసంధీయతాం
ఆత్మేచ్ఛావ్యవసీయతాం నిజగృహాత్ దూరం వినిర్గమ్యతాం.
వేదో నిత్యమధీయతాం. The study of Vedas was prescribed. Tadvitam karma svanushtiyatam. The performance of karma talked about by Shastra. Tena ishasya vidiyatam apachitihi. Converting every action into worship. That was the third instruction. The fourth, kamye matisthyajyata. Reduction of kamya karma was suggested. Papo gav paridhuyatam. Washing away, removing papo gaha. The multitude of పాపం బై ఈశ్వర అనుగ్రహ బై ప్రసాద బుద్ధి. అప్ టు దిస్ కర్మయోగ హ్యాస్ బీన్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్. నౌ ది రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ, వెన్ పర్సన్ లీడ్స్ ది లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ ఫర్ సమ్ లెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్, దెన్ he gets antakarna shuddhi, as we saw yesterday. Shuddhi is of two types. One is in the form of removal or reduction of durita, unfavorable, invisible result. And another one is reduction in likes and dislikes, raga dvesha nivruti. So this twofold purity, purification is called antakarana shuddhi. And because of this antakarana shuddhi, one will have clarity in his or her thinking. One will have vivekaha. And because of this vivekaha, the ability to see through bhavasukhe doshonu sandhiyata. Let there be dwelling upon the doshaha, the defect in bhavasukha, worldly pleasure. Generally, people go after this worldly pleasure because they are seeing some happiness there. That is why it's called bhavasukha. Seeing that some objects, some setup, some relationship will solve the problem, thinking that person will be alright if a particular object, situation or a person is attained. That is how Jiva has been running after various objects. with the hope. Like the deer is running after this mirage water, thinking that now it will get it, now it will get it. So this running after the sense object, running after various types of situation is because of this particular shobhana dhyasa, superimposition of exaggerated values. And that those values which have been superimposed are now seen very clearly by this sadhaka. And I was thinking that this object will give me happiness, that relationship will give me fulfillment, but it is not. Thus, he dwells upon, she dwells upon the doshaha, limitation of bhavasukha, materialistic pleasure, worldly pleasure. And we have seen there are various limitations in the worldly pleasure. One is, it is anityam, it is temporary. The second one is, it is dukkha mishrita, it is fraught with pain. What type of pain? In acquisition there is pain, because there are so many competitors, so I have to compete. Pain, lot of efforts involved, arjane dukkham. Then maintenance also dukkham. In fact, sometimes it looks like maintenance more dukkham. Whether it is a house, or it is a, some gadget, or relationship. To maintain relationship is not that easy. Those who are struggling, they know. How much we have to be, you know, mindful? Why did you do like this? Why did you say like this? You have to answer. You have to be always mindful that you are not misunderstood, or sometimes you are not understood. Because you have something else in your mind. You don't want that to be disclosed. Because otherwise relationship will be out. So maintaining relationship is a big burden. Rakshane dukkham, and when it goes away, nashe dukkham. When relationship or object which we had been attached to, when it goes away, so the sadhaka is seeing this limitation. So second limitation is, it is fraught with dukkham. Third limitation is, it is atruptikara. Means, there is dissatisfaction. You always feel that you can do or you can attain better. When you got first car, your first car, Maruti car or Ambassador car, oh, or indeed many people, many neighbors must have come to see. In those days, car was a very big thing. It gave you some satisfaction for some time. But when you see somebody, we saw somebody having better car, your satisfaction from this car is gone. You are always thinking of that car. Even by driving your own car, you think of that car. And nowadays, in fact, so many models are there. In those days, only Ambassador, Premier, Padmini. Those two cars were there. And other cars, very rare. So many models. Money wise also same thing. Nisvaha ekashatam shati dashasatam laksham sahasra dipaha. One who doesn't have any money thinks, if I get 100 rupees, then I think I will have no problem. In those days 100 rupees, now maybe 1,000 rupees. Afterwards, if you get 1,000, you get 1 lakh is enough. Now 1 lakh has no value. I should have 1 crore. Crore means 10 millions. Yeah. I have to convert in my mind. Because we are used to crores. And nowadays the millions and millions they talk about. Crore is but not used. In India, crore is used. Kotipati. So now I have to have 10 million, then billion, and then billionaire club is there. So I should be a member of that billionaire club. Billionaire is not billion rupees, billion dollars. That is called billionaire club. I have to be a member. Thus, always dissatisfaction. In Hindi, there used to be an advertisement for this Pepsi. Ye dil mange more. Means my heart always asks for more. More and more. Not Tamil more, okay? English more. Ye dil mange more. This heart asks for, demands more and more. Position wise is always like this. Even power also. First person starts with his counselor, his corporation, then MLA, then MP, and then you want to reverse it. From MP, PM. I want to become a PM. And after PM, he says he wants to become the leader of so many countries. They have got NAM and all this. I want to become leader of that. International level. And therefore there is no end. That's atrupti kara. In bhoga also, whatever type of bhoga you have, you think, oh, this can be done better. This can be done better. And therefore, what you have doesn't give so much sense. Thus, the third dukkha, third dosha, limitation is atrupti kara. And the fourth dosha is bandhakatva. It makes you addictive, dependent. As we have seen earlier, compared to the people of the older generation, our dependence has increased. In olden days, this telephone was such a big luxury. In our town, when I used to serve about 1 lakh population that time, it's considered to be district. But still, hardly few houses will have this landline, telephone. Mobile was not there. Now, almost everybody has a mobile. And nowadays, one mobile is not enough. You have to have mobile with two SIM cards. And that also not enough. So they have two mobiles. Our dependence increases. And as dependence increases, what happens? You feel very miserable in its absence. Thus, the bhava-sukha, this worldly comfort, as for this particular dosha, it makes you addictive. You get addicted to all bhogas. Some people say, I have to have particular type of rice, not any rice, particular type of rice. In North India, there is a value for basmati rice, a particular type of rice. That has to be there. Some people say, every day sweet should be there. Dessert should be there. Without that, what is the meaning? Dependence. Some people drink, have to be there. Milk is real. Milk is for Laksha. That drink. Glass should be there. Dependence. Thus, bhava-sukha has got all limitations. And so far we have been managing thinking that there is no way out. This is how we have to live. We will be dependent, we will be feeling miserable. But now, sadhaka is thinking, this type of dependence I do not want. How long I will be running after all this? So he or she is able to see the limitations very clearly. This is what is said in the Mundaka Upanishad, Pariksha Lokan Karmachidan. Lokan means Vishayan, all objects. Pariksha, very well examined, not with biased mind. We say Paritaha Ikshar, see from all sides, pros and cons, both you see. It does give momentary pleasure. It does give momentary feeling of security. We do like it. But how many doshas are there? So this sadhaka is seeing those defects, those limitations, drawbacks very clearly. And that is what is said here. Bhavasuke doshon sandhiyata. If karma yoga has been followed properly, then this will automatically happen. Because karma yoga provides you shuddhi, purification. And when there is purification, there will be clear thinking. And clear thinking means seeing everything from all sides. So far, the person was not able to see the limitations. He was seeing only plus points. Now he starts seeing minus points. And then what happens? Atmecha vyavasiyata. Now the mind of the person is not interested in Vishaya Bhogas, the indulgence of sense objects. Not interested. Because Bhavasuke Doshaha, he has seen or she has seen the limitations. But the mind cannot remain in this suspended state. He is withdrawn from the worldly objects, but there is nothing to hold on to. Therefore, this question will come naturally, that real happiness, abiding happiness is not there in the sense objects, then where is it? I want long-lasting or everlasting happiness, and I am sure it is not available in these sense objects. And I have been seeking that only. How to get it? Then he thinks further. It is not outside. So only possibility remaining is it must be within me. It should be with me. Because outside I have already checked. Not there. Only possibility, it must be centered on me. But the way I know myself, I don't think I can be the source of happiness. But this is the only possibility, and Shastra also talks about it. Tarati shokam atmavit. Atmavit shokam tarati. The knower of the self crosses over with shokaha, grief, the sense of limitation, samsara. And remember that this person has studied the Vedas. Studied the Vedas means he has or she has seen, studied all the words of Vedas. And learning meaning also the person knows. And therefore this sentence is reminded. In Chandogya Upanishad, Sama Veda, this had come. Tarati shokam atmavit. That time he did not pay the attention going into details. But this much comes, Shastra says, Tarati shokam atmavit. Atmanam che vijaniyat ayamasmi purushaha. The person knows Atma, then imartham kasya kamaya shariramanu sanjvare. Shastra says, once person knows the self, then he or she has got the sense of fulfillment. Krita krityata, the sense of fulfillment comes. Thus, the sentences of Shastra, he remembers. He doesn't know the meaning completely, but the idea conveyed comes to his mind. therefore he develops this spiritual desire, the desire to know the self. Because happiness, this adequacy, completeness is not possible outside. And it must be possible. Somewhere it must be possible. Outside it is not possible. Therefore only option left is myself. But the way I know myself doesn't seem to be the source of happiness, and therefore I need to know the self. And therefore the next step, Atmecha Vyavasiyata. Let the desire for the self be cultivated or be strengthened. If it is there, let it be strengthened. Yavasriyata, Nishriyata. Then finally Kriyata. The Tikatana says Kriyata means entertained, cultivated. The desire for the self should be cultivated. The desire for the self means what? The desire for the knowledge of the self should be cultivated. And also in Vedas, there are sentences. Atma va are shrotavyaha. Atma va are drashtavyaha, shrotavyaha, mantavyaha, nididhyasita. If you remember, we have seen the story of Yajnavalkya Rishi. Yajnavalkya and Maitreyi. Maitreyi was the wife of Yajnavalkya. And Yajnavalkya wanted to take sannyasa. And Yajnavalkya had two wives, Katyayani and Maitreyi. Not Gargi and Maitreyi, okay? Katyayani and Maitreyi. Then Yajnavalkya said, I will distribute my wealth between you two, because I am taking sannyasa. Then she asked, what will I get with this wealth? What will happen to me if I get all your wealth? Whatever wealth I get. Then Yajnavalkya said, your life will be comfortable. Like the person who has got lot of money, how his life is comfortable, similarly your life will be more comfortable. Then she asked, will I get amrutatvam by that? Immortality, limitlessness, will I get by that? Yajnavalkya said, no. Vittena amrutatvasya nashasti. By wealth, you cannot expect immortality, freedom from this sense of limitation. That you cannot expect. Only you can have a more comfortable life. Then, if you remember the sentence, Maitreyi said, Yenaham namrutasyam kimaham tena kuryam. He said, what shall I do with that which cannot make me immortal? Tadeva me bruhi bhagavan yad veda. Yadeva bhagavan veda tadeva bruhi me bruhi. I know that you know. Maitreyi is telling that I am very sure that you know that atma tattvam. Please tell me that. Yadeva bhagavan veda tadeva me bruhi. Listening to this, Yajnavalkya was very happy and he expressed his happiness. Appreciation, which is very important in relationship. You express your appreciation. In the old generation, thinking was that if we appreciate our children, they will become arrogant. So don't say anything good about them in front of them. If he does, he brings 98%, only 98. He would have got 100. Work a little hard. Do better next time. The child is never a winner. All the time loser. And afterwards when child goes out, immediately calls his friend, you know, my son got 98%. Very happy. Maybe perhaps he gives party to his friends. But to his own son, he will not say. This was the thinking. The idea was perhaps a good intention that my child always should excel. And he If I tell that you are doing very well, you will become complacent and you will not progress. This is not a correct thing. Everything old is not gold, okay? I don't believe that. If there is a saying old is gold, everything old is not gold. In fact, Kalidasa also said, Purana Nityeva Nasa Sadhu. Just because something is old, therefore it is good. He said, I don't believe that. Kalidasa, long time back here. So this thinking is not correct. Perhaps the intention was good, but the way it was implemented was not. Perhaps you can say that very good, you have done, it is because of your own work, the grace of the Ishvara and the blessings of all elders. Well, you take care of the arrogance part also, it is that also your duty. So your concern that arrogance should not be there also should be addressed. At the same time, the child should get the appreciation from father, grandfather also. It's a wonderful thing. See, whenever I have some satisfaction about what you have done, I do express. In fact, I wanted to express one more thing. That other day, Guru Purnima day, all of you had done so much work, and Swamiji, Swami Shankaranji was so much concerned about you, and he said, Swamiji, you should give them holiday for vacation. You should. I said, yes, I will ask them. If they are ready, I will give them. But I am very happy that most of you were ready to have meditation. Did not opt for no meditation. You opted for having meditation. Very good thing. So I was thinking to express, and I got the opportunity to express. Very good. So whenever you have done well, I try to express. If not done well, anything, I didn't find anything such, any such thing, so I didn't have to do. But that also I will tell. Once or twice I was told when I came, a lot of noise was there. So I had to tell. People were moving around even after my coming. I had to tell. Both you do. Some people only praising and never showing the limitation, that also is not. Especially in intimate relationships. It's by the way. Okay? So this Yajni Varkya expressed his appreciation. Ya Batasi. You are always dear to me. And by this statement, you have made yourself more dear. Dearer. Ehi. Come. I will tell you Brahma Vidya. And then he starts. He starts the teaching on this Atma Vidya. And then first he says, everything is dear only because Atma is dear. Navare patyuhu kamaya pati priyo bhavati atmanastu kamaya pati priyo bhavati. He starts with the husband in fact. He said the husband is dear to the wife not for husband's sake but for one's own sake. For the sake of the self. The idea is, you love somebody not for the sake of that person. You love somebody because that person helps you to discover pleased self in you. And therefore, finally you love yourself. This is a bitter fact. Some people don't like this. Some are so selfish. So-called selfless person also is selfish. Eh? Who? Atmanastu kamaya? Navare patyuhu kamaya patihi priyo bhavati Atmanastu kamaya patihi priyo bhavati. So the husband is dear to the wife not for husband's sake. It is not that being dear is intrinsic to the husband. But the husband helps the wife to discover the pleased self in her. Means that person, because of the association with that person, I feel happy. If that person is now no more a source of making me happy, that person is not dear. Anybody becomes dear to you because that person serves the purpose of discovering, please the self. I become that. That is why many love marriages fail. Afterwards they don't want to see each other's face. Earlier what was there? Without seeing the face, one day cannot go. Now, even one day, he doesn't want to see the face. Opposite. They don't want to see each other. Many love stories you might have heard. I have heard. Being a Swami, I also heard. In fact, people think that we have taken sannyasa because of some reasons like that only. We ask that something happened, Swamiji. Atparastu kamaya. Then he gives big list. Atparastu kamaya sarvam priyam. So the dearest status is reserved for the self. Even though you write dearest so-and-so, dearest so-and-so, dearest husband, dearest friend, dearest this, it is just a formality. Dearest state is already reserved for yourself. Others you call dearest. I was thinking, for example, people write the dearest Swami dear. Then I say, how can it be true? Vedantically it is not true. Then I said, dearest Swamiji means, among all Swamijis, you are dearest. That's how I interpret it, because my Vedantic mind will not accept. So, dearest Swamiji means, among all Swamijis, you are dearest. That's how we take it. Otherwise, absolute dearest status is reserved for oneself. And there is no selfishness about it. This is how it is. Even you are doing some selfless activity, you say, "I, Swami, I do this many selfless activities." Why are you doing? Swami, I feel so happy. Some people, Swami, I was doing so many selfless activities, I stopped. Why? Swami is very painful. So you will do selfless activities as long as those activities are helping you discover, please the self. And therefore, we need not be apologetic about it. We should be realistic. Yes, dearest status is reserved for myself. I can give you the status, dear status. Dearest status I can give you, but not dearest. It's very painful, especially those who are newly married, they always say, "You are dearest, dearest." But in fact, dearest status is reserved for myself. Better we accept the reality. One of the problems we have in life is that we want to believe certain things which are not believable. Reality is different. Accept the reality. This is the reality. Here is status result. Yajnavalkya makes it very clear. Give so many examples. Husband's example, wife example, wealth example. The Putra's example, so many examples he gives. And he tells finally, Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam. Means Atma is the dearest. Through that, he wants to convey one thing. Atma is dearest. In Sanskrit it is called Parama Premaspada. It's a very beautiful word, therefore I am telling it. Parama Premaspada. The dearest, it is called Parama Premaspada. Aspada means locus. Parama Prema, the highest love. Atma is the locus of, a locus for highest love. So what? That shows that Atma is Ananda Swarupa. This is one of the basis to arrive at the Ananda Swarupa of Atma. You are the source of happiness. In fact, all the activities are finally meant for being yourself. Every object is helping you to be yourself. You are identifying with so many things, so many concerns, so many worries. That particular experience helps you to drop all this and shows the mirror you are seeing at yourself. So really speaking, all the objects are serving the purpose of making you yourself. Which is Swamiji presents this idea that particular experience helps you to be with yourself, to be yourself. A non-demanding person you become. You drop your this identity of a wanting person. You are just yourself. That is called the experience of happiness. We have seen earlier. And thus, Atma is Parama Premaspada, means Atma is Ananda Swarupa. And this is what I have been seeking in my life. And that is why Atma should be. Then Yajnavalkya says, this being the case, Atma is the dearest, and being the dearest, it is the source of ultimate happiness, fullness, and therefore Atma va are drashtavya. Va means way. Indeed, va and are. Vai plus are becomes va. Which is the case? Ayadi Sandhi and Loka Shakalya. Vai plus a. So what becomes? Vai. Vai. Then Yakara Lopa. Then va. So Atma va are. If Sandhi is not there, it should be able to vare. Isn't it? Which Sandhi apply? Will apply?
Dirgha
Sandhi. But Dirgha Sandhi does not apply. The rule is that once Shakalya Lopa Sandhi is applied, then afterwards further Sandhi should not be done. Why it should not be done? When you study this grammar. Okay, it was finding out. Don't worry about it too much. Subha-subha mein grammar ki baat karte hai. In morning, why are we talking about grammar? Alright. So, Atma va are drashtavyaha. Yajnavalkya tells us. Atma should be clearly seen. Seen means it should be appreciated very clearly, intimately. And for that purpose, to appreciate Atma clearly, what is to be done? Atma va are shrotavyaha. Shrotavyaha means should be listened to about. Means one should listen to about Atma. One should listen Shastra about Atma. One should listen to Shastra about Atma. Shrotavyaha. Literally Shrotavya means Atma should be listened to. Atma is not to be listened to. Atma should be listened to about. Means one should listen to about Atma. And Shravanam is not enough. Mantavyaha should be reflected upon. But should be heard about. Shrotavya simple translation should be heard about. And Mantavyaha should be reflected upon. And Nididhyasitavyaha. Nididhyasitavyaha. Not Nididhyasitavyaha. Nididhyasitavyaha. Nishena Dhyatavyaha. What commentator says? Nishena Dhyatavyaha. Should be meditated upon with conviction. So Atma should be understood. the understanding of Atma should be made clear, and if required, contemplation upon Atma should be done. This is what is said by Yajnavalkya. So this sadhaka remembers those sentences because he has studied Vedas. And therefore, Atmecha, he develops this desire that I would like to know this Atma. And thus, Atmecha Vyavasiyatam, the desire for knowing the Self is cultivated. Should be cultivated. If it is not cultivated, means the previous steps are not practiced properly. In sadhana panchakrama, sadhana panchakam, this is the rule. If you have done the previous steps properly, you will naturally glide into the next one. If you are not gliding into the next one, it means the previous ones are not done sufficiently. Atmecha Vyavasiyata. Vyavasiyata means should be cultivated. Let the desire for the Self be cultivated. Desire for the Self means the desire for the knowledge of the Self should be cultivated. For that, for knowing the Self, what should I do? I have to do Shravana. Where will I do Shravana? How will I get it? What should I do? Whatever needs to be done, you should be ready. And the next one, he drops a bombshell. He says, Nijagruhat Turunam Vidirgamyata. One should go away. One should leave one's home. Nijagruha means one's own house. Nijagruhat from one's own house. Turunam immediately Vidirgamyata. Leave. One should go away or leave, one should go away from one's own house. One should depart from one's own house immediately. Nijagrihat, from one's own house or home. Turnam, immediately. Vinirgamyata, depart. One should depart, one should leave one's own house immediately. Here so many people are there who are already grihastas, householders. After the course also they will continue to be the householders, most of them. So this type of instruction is little bit a bitter medicine. Because Shastra is clearly like this. Meaning of this particular sentence I have already told. Nijagruhat, from one's own house, Turunam immediately Vinirgamyata, go away. In fact, Vinirgamyatam, where Gamyatam alone is the main verb. We and me are the upasarga, prefix. We means Visheshena, me means Nisheshena. So, specially and completely, one should move away from one's own house. Visheshena and this Visheshena, what is the meaning? The Tikatara says this. Visheshena means Sarvada. Visheshena means, Sarvada means all the time. Visheshena means without attachment. So one should leave the house, leaving all attachment for the house. It is not that you leave the house and every day making calls or having this particular video camera. Like nowadays people do that. They are shop, you know, they have fixed video camera. Wherever they are, they can see what is happening in the shop. So similarly, you leave the house, but you fix the video camera and you have a connection in your mobile. What my wife is doing, what my son is doing. Is he studying properly or not? No. Sarvada asakti rahityena. Without having any attachment, leave the house. This is the literal meaning I am telling, which is little bit explosive meaning. So we dilute. Thoda pani dala hai. We will put some water in. Diluted meaning I will give. Diluted meaning means with the spirit wise what is the meaning. Because leaving the house itself is not an important. The reason behind this suggestion, the instruction of leaving the house should be understood. When person is in grihastha ashrama, the householder's life, he or she has got certain duties, certain comforts, certain security. These three things are there. Duties are there, comforts are there, and emotional and physical security. You fall sick, somebody is there to take care. You feel lonely, somebody is there to talk to you. See, other people you cannot go and tell, say, I am feeling lonely, you talk to me. But your spouse you can tell, oh, I am feeling very bored, please talk to me. Perhaps. Nowadays, wives also say, you do your business. But perhaps, you know, they won't, they will oblige. So, these three things are there. Duties, comfort, and security. And as long as these three things are there, the dependence upon the comfort and security is there, and also there are so many duties to be performed, then your commitment to the self-knowledge will not be complete. So when the instruction is given for leaving the house, what is suggested is raise your commitment. And for raising the commitment, whatever comes in the way, try to handle it. That is the idea. How much you should handle it, whether you should give up completely, or you reduce your concern, reduce your involvement, whatever you can do it. Because nowadays, even this instruction is not very practical to be followed for most of the people. Because you leave the house, where will you go? You have to live somewhere. And when this thought comes to you, you are already 60. And now you cannot travel, you cannot walk, going all over, all the time moving, on the move, not possible. You have sugar tablets, yogurt, cholesterol tablets, this tablet, how many tablets are there? You require filter water, how many things are there? And therefore, practically, it looks almost impossible. You have to go somewhere. Where will you go? You will go to some ashram. Now, why that ashram should take you? Very few, I tell you, I have seen Rishikesh, Haridwar, all this, I have seen all this place. They will see that how you can serve the ashram. Most of the ashrams, they will see that part. Either you have some money, or you are capable of providing seva. How many hours seva? 10-12 hours you have to serve. Hey, you are doing 5 hours here at home, and in 5 hours you wanted to get rid of, therefore you are going to the ashram, and there you do 10 hours. Not a good bargain. I tell you, this is what happens to many people. Wife did not serve good coffee in the morning, this fellow got vairagya and went to Rishikesh. Thinking that I will get out of this house. What is this house? And there it is so miserable. The coffee also is not there. And so much he has to do. Then afterwards, you know, now he wants the faith-saving solution. Because now how can he say, I will come back? So what he does, he informs some of his known person. So that known person will inform the wife. So wife will take her own time to call him. They say, okay, come. So to avoid this type of situation nowadays, we don't leave the house too easily. But let us try to follow the spirit of this instruction. Spirit of the instruction is that you reduce your concern, worries about the house. Whatever you need to do, you please do it. But it is not necessary that every day you have to find out what happened, what happened. At least one day holiday you give now. Suppose every day you are calling to find out what is happening. Okay, one day holiday. Then increase. Like government, no, one day holiday it was there. 6 days a week was there. Now 5 days. Then they will make 4.5. Like that. Reduce. Yeah. And learn to surrender your concerns to Bhagavan. Means, I have done my best. I have done my duties. I have settled my children. And now it is the time for doing something for myself. As you have got the duty towards your children, towards your parents, you have done all of it. Now the time has come to do some duty to yourself. And therefore, I reduce my involvement and I raise my commitment to the study of Shastra, to the satsang. This is the spirit. So, if I am demanding so many things, then naturally I will have duties. Because duties and privileges, they go together. If I want to have privileges, then I have to perform the duties. If you try that I will have only privileges and no duty, then you will be in trouble. There will be hypocrisy, there will be conflicts. Therefore, if you want to minimize your involvement, first thing you do is you reduce your demands. From your side you reduce. When you reduce demand from your side, then you have some moral right to ask for reduction in your involvement. You are asking for all privileges and you say, no, I will not do anything. That is not right. If you want rights, you have to do all the duties. If you want to reduce your duties, then you have to first reduce your demand for rights. And thus, we try to reduce our requirements, we simplify our life, we reduce our emotional dependence, physical dependence upon the comforts, and then we reduce our demand. First, bhoktrutvam, the enjoyership has to be diluted, then kartrutvam. We try to do other way around. Stop doing the duties and then continue to have privileges. No. Reduce your requirements, simplify your life, and then perhaps you ask for reduction in involvement, it will be appreciated. That is the spirit we try to follow. But traditionally, what is instructed is that once you have become mature, you have done your duties, then, and you have now desire for attaining the knowledge of Atma, then, Nijagraha Turanam Vinayam. But make sure that whatever you are going to, wherever you are going to, should be a better place than your home. As I told you, that suppose at home you are getting only 1 hour or 2 hours of study and you are not happy with that, only 2 hours, what will happen? So you want more time and therefore you want to leave home. And you go to a place where you don't get even 2 hours. I have heard such cases. This is honestly, when we were at home, we were doing better. They had more leisure. They had more freedom, they decide to meditate, they can meditate. Now they cannot. Because early morning they have to go to particular, opening the temple. He has to do and he cannot do it. Whatever he wanted to do, he was doing. So replacement should be better than replaced. Whatever you are, you know, the replacement you have, it should be better. Home should not be left for just living sake, for the heck of it. No, no, I want to live. You ask, what for I am living? And if I am living, am I getting better setup? Am I going for better setup or worse than this? Nothing should be done for the heck of it. Keeping this in the mind, we understand this line, Nijagruhat Turnam Minirgamyana. Turnam means immediately. Immediately means when? In Jabala Upanishad, it is said, Yadahareva Virajet, Tadahareva Pravrajet. Yat Ahaha Eva Viraje. The day you get complete Vairagya, you do not want any comfort, any emotional security, that day Viraje. So without Vairagyam, don't leave the house. Because in Hindi they say, Dhobi ka kutta na ghar ka na ghatha. Means what? You will be like in between situation, hanging situation. We have got another example in Shastra. It's called Trishanku condition. Trishanku was sent to heaven, and from heaven was he kicked out, and he was coming down to the earth. And that time Vishwamitra said, "You stay there. How can Indra drive you out? I will create one heaven for you." And that also he could not do because Brahmaji and all this said, double double heaven, people will be confused. Heaven A, heaven B, they have to specify. Then Homa, when they are doing, they have to say, I am doing this yaga for heaven A, for heaven B. So they didn't want two sets of heaven, and therefore he said, don't do it. But now Vishwamitra had told him Trishanku. So Trishanku is still hanging there in the sky. That is for Trishanku condition. Neither here nor there. So we don't want to have that type of situation. Therefore, yad ahaha eva viraje. When your vairagyam is complete, then only you think of leaving your house. Or leaving this setup of emotional security, comfort, etc. Make sure that you are capable of handling it. Otherwise what happens, again you have to go back. In Shastra they call it Vantashana. Vantashana means, Vanta means vomited. What you have vomited, imagine you have to eat it back. Eh? Suppose this is the punishment. You have vomited, you have to eat it back. So what you gave up, again, I tell you it happens. Many people leave home, and after they take sannyasa, and after taking sannyasa, they get married. According to Shastra, it is considered to be a big papa. The sannyasa is a one-way travel. You can only go, enter, you cannot come back. In fact, that is why they say before taking sannyasa, they have to live in one ashram, and they have to live among sannyasins. He has to observe the life of sannyasa. He has to ask himself whether is he ready for that. That is the rule. He cannot take sannyasa just like that. He has to see, he has to remain in that setup of sannyasa. And then only he has to ask. Guru also will ask, are you sure? Then only. But still it happens. Why? Because something was given up thoughtlessly, impulsively. So don't give up something impulsively. And therefore, we understand the spirit that whatever comes in our way to pursue this moksha, we try to reduce that type of involvement, that type of obstacle. More we see.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om.